What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
Put them together and get out the umbrella or to stay inside. Got a text that says, guys, this storm is crazy here in Georgetown. Yeah, the line of storms is really hitting Georgetown and the northern Williamson County area. Big Round Rock's about to get it. And obviously if you're in western Round Rock, it's going to be already there. The line of storms making its way. Still just drizzly here in West Austin, right here by Westlake High School, but it's coming, Buck. You're not going to avoid it. It's coming and barreling this way. Strong storms about to blast through the Austin metro. Strong winds, heavy rain, small hail possible. So do what you got to do to deal with that.
For sure, please.
As we
be
get up
careful, though, out there.
Hey, you know, it's interesting. In sports, athletes who bet on themselves, you know, I mean, we saw Aaron Judge bet on himself, and now he's going to maybe make $500 million in his next contract because the Yankees and he got into a arguing over dollars and cents, and he decided to go ahead and become a free agent. And the reports now, Buck, are the San Francisco Giants, near where he grew up, are not going to be outbid for Aaron Judge, that they're going to do whatever it takes. And if you know, the Yankees obviously would be bad press to lose him after the season he just had, but point being, watching Lamar Jackson last night, Lamar Jackson is betting on himself.
Yes.
Right? And we've seen him in games this year in the fourth quarter give the game away. Even though the Ravens are playing pretty good football through three quarters, he's not playing well. Where are you on Lamar Jackson after seeing him last night beat Tom Brady in the beleaguered Bucks? Is he going to get that big contract?
Well, yeah, he's going to get that big contract. They don't have any choice. I mean, that's the most important person on your team in the NFL.
For sure.
Just is. And
with the way they built their offense, he's not replaceable. You can't just bring in anybody to run the offense he runs there. We'll see. I'll be interested because he's playing well. I mean, that might have been his best performance of the year, running, throwing, not turning the football over.
Had nice accuracy last night.
Because his touchdown pass on the run to the right was a nice one. Slung it in there to Likely, the tight end. I mean, that was a good performance. Now, can he continue that? Because right now, the Ravens are in control of that division. The Bengals took a big hit yesterday, Buck, with the word that Ja'Marr Chase is out 4 to 6 weeks with a hip issue.
That made me change my mind on some of the weekend things right there.
Because they were just getting cranked up.
Yes.
Remember, they went to it. They went back.
And he was a big part of it.
Yeah, they had a big comeback and big win in New Orleans where Joe Burrow went off and hit Ja'Marr Chase on two long touchdowns. And then they went to Atlanta, and he put up over 400 yards. And they were showing that, the powerhouse offense, where who are you going to cover? You got Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon. How are you going to deal with that? And now Ja'Marr Chase is down, so it makes him a little easier to defend. It makes T. Higgins their number one. It just takes a big...
It's Tyler Boyd more involved again now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but it just makes... When they got all three of those guys, man, it is a problem because they're going to find the matchup on your worst corner, and Joe Burrow's going to make you pay. The offensive line's kind of coming together in that
Chase
spot.
Chase was starting to turn, catches of 12 yards into 50, 60-yard touchdown runs.
Yes.
I mean, that guy can go.
Yeah, so we'll see. So I think if you're the Ravens, you feel like, okay, we can get control of this division. We can put ourselves, despite the losses this year where they've blown fourth-quarter leads three times, they have to be feeling pretty good. Now, they're banged up. Mark Andrews left the game last night with a shoulder. They got some injuries they got to get sorted out. But we'll see with Lamar Jackson. This says, guys, it's a turd floater here in Jarrell.
Man.
Thank you for that description. This says, rain is so loud I can't even hear you guys on the app.
Wow.
Yeah, it's coming down in a lot of parts of
our Please be careful out there on that drive.
Well, we started the show at 6 o'clock saying it'll be here likely about 8 o'clock, and here we are at 8:06.
And it's here.
The heavy stuff is hitting the Austin Metro. Let's get to the headlines, trending topics, including that game last night in Tampa. Top Gun Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And, yeah, Week 8 kicked off last night. And the Baltimore Ravens took off a bit of a sluggish first half and then dominated the second, beat Tom Brady and the Bucks. 27-22 was the final. Tampa led the game 10-3 at the half. But second half, all Ravens, Lamar Jackson and company, take over. They outscored them 24-12 in the final two quarters. And 8 points came late when the game was decided. Lamar Jackson threw for 238 yards. Ravens actually outrushed Tampa 231 yards to 44, and that included an 18-yard touchdown run by the lifetime Longhorn Devin Duvernay on an end-around about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. That really sealed the deal as it put him up two scores. Ravens improved to 5-3. Tampa now 3-5. Tom Brady in the midst of his first three-game losing streak in 2 decades. It's also feared that the Bucs star pass rusher Shaq Barrett may have suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the third quarter of that game. He'll be further evaluated today. NFL's trade deadline is coming up Tuesday. And yesterday, Kansas City Chiefs sent a third and a sixth round pick in April's draft to the New York Giants for the Giants' 2021 first round draft pick. Kadarius Toney, the former Florida Gator wide receiver, has only caught 41 balls, no touchdowns in his first 12 games in the league. But obviously, Chiefs had a high grade on him. They're bringing him in to give Patrick Mahomes another weapon. College football weekend kicked off last night. 24th-ranked NC State outscored Virginia Tech 12-0 in the fourth quarter to survive at home. They win at 22-21. Out west, it was 14th-ranked Utah surviving on the road as well. They beat Washington State in Pullman 20-14. High school football last night. How about top-ranked Westlake? Blanked Bowie 45-0. That's win number 49 in a row for the Shaps. Also in District 26-6A, Buta Johnson rolled past Aiken 61-7. Their fourth district win, but they're still on the outside looking into the playoffs. Great win for Georgetown last night. Eagles went into Glenn and beat the Grizzlies 28-22. McCallum drove Travis, and LBJ rolled past Eastside 96-0. NBA last night, great finish in Brooklyn. Luka Doncic poured in 41, dished out 14 assists, grabbed 11 boards, pushing the Mavericks past the Brooklyn Nets 129-125 in overtime. How about soccer? Austin FC, their incredible second season in the MLS continues this Sunday afternoon. Following their 35-point year-to-year turnaround in the regular season, Austin FC has put back-to-back playoff wins together to put them into the Western Conference Finals. They're going to travel to L.A. to face LAFC on Sunday afternoon. Match will kick off at 2 o'clock. Winner earns a trip to the MLS Cup next weekend.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. It hurt to drop state inspections at our South store, but now it's easier than ever to rent or buy the lawn and construction equipment you need for your projects. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
And if you were with us last hour, Glenn Davis was on and told us in the deal in the MLS that if the Austin FC were to win Sunday and New York FC beats Philadelphia in the night match in the other conference final, the Eastern Conference final, that Q2 Stadium would be the home of the be hosting the championship.
How about
match.
That?
So that's what you're rooting
in year
for.
Year number two.
Year number two. That's what you're rooting for if you're a soccer fan. And a soccer match is to see Austin win and New York win, because it would be right back here because it goes by best record and total points. Home field advantage.
I love that. It's hard to beat a team three times if you beat them twice. Well, I like my chances of beating those two times, though.
It is.
I know where their weaknesses are.
Yeah, most making LAFC the favorite there. You know, sure. They've added two or three key players during the season. Austin did, too. Gita was a midseason acquisition for them, and he had a big goal last week. So we'll see. I mean, Austin has had fared very well against LAFC in their brief existence and won twice this year.
What time is that game on?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
Christian Bale playing for LAFC.
No, it's Gareth Bale.
Christian
Bale?
I love it.
Did he come out of the Hollywood acting ranks to play soccer?
It. Great move, Ty.
Well, inside joke between me and Wags right there.
What, Christian Bale?
Is Wags winning us any money, by the way? Speaking of money, is he winning us anything at all?
No, you have to tune in for that tip of the week.
Tip of the week. In the Batcave.
Got to have that. Is Wags going out for Halloween as Batman?
He does like superheroes quite a lot. I know that. Oh, yeah, he's a big superhero guy.
I love it. That is good stuff.
No, your Sunday looks like this. You've got a game in London on Sunday morning. If you want to wake up, have a cup of coffee, and watch NFL football, you can do that. It's Broncos and Jaguars. Does that do anything for you? 8:30 a.m. kick? London?
I don't know.
Wembley Stadium?
Only if I get to see Russell Wilson work out before the game.
Yeah, please.
What, on the plane while everyone's sleeping?
Yes. He's working very hard to get the 2-5 Broncos.
He's just a corny dude. Why is everybody so mad at him?
Well, it's becoming more and more evident that nobody in the locker room in Seattle or Denver really liked him.
Yeah. Well, he was, even when the Legion of Boone was cranking at Seattle and they were playing in the Super Bowl, there were a lot of whispers that the locker room didn't buy Russell Wilson. He's a bit of a phony. And you remember the whole teacher's pet thing? He used to like hanging out with the owner. And
yeah, but I mean, that's dude's personality, isn't it, more than anything? I mean, he's just a corny dude.
He came out this week and said he's trying to eliminate pooping. Like, he's trying to not poop.
He was really being serious?
Yes, he's like, right now, Tuesday and Thursday is my day to release my bowels.
He's full of it.
The BM, the bowel movement,
yes.
Only twice a week.
What's wrong with him?
Well, I mean, there's one thing to be quirky and eccentric. He's just he's unbelievable. He's unlimited.
He's not genuine.
He's not genuine. And when you're the face and the leader of a franchise, that's not good. If the people in your locker room don't want to follow you and don't believe your BS, you may believe it. Maybe your wife believes it. I don't know.
No,
but
when I was hearing he was doing exercises in the aisles of the plane before on their long trip
showing
to London.
That's how hard we're working.
Like a pacing dog.
Like high knees. I'm like, dude, sit your ass down on this plane. You're making me nervous.
Yeah, Jaguars.
I wouldn't
though,
be able to handle that now.
Jaguars are interesting. Remember, they got off to the 2-0 start, if memory serves. Didn't the Jags start 2-0?
Oh, they were good.
And now they're 2-5 with a loss to Houston on the ledger. Yeah, that's probably not a game. No, they were 2-1, and now they've lost 4 in a row. Philadelphia,
Houston,
Indianapolis,
and the Giants. Something the Texans are hitting it hard about this rain.
You know, the rain is coming. All I got to do is look at the radar. Weather guessers are wrong sometimes, but this one was obvious. It was barreling out of West Texas and coming our way. That one was hard to miss, so be careful out there, folks. But, yeah, that's your early morning game, London. London calling to check out Jacksonville, Denver. Also, Buck, and then at noon you're going to watch the Cowboys. Right, Cowboys are going to play the Bears. Hopefully by 2 o'clock that game is in control because the Cowboys are a 9.5-point favorite. Zeke Elliott may not play in that game. He's got a hyperextended knee.
Ty, what's that do for you on the weekend? Because we know you're a weekend warrior when it comes to gambling. You are the best. Weekday, forget about you. We just fade you in the weekday. You're not good. But it starts for you on the weekend. You're fantastic. You've been hot. What do you think about that? Is that too many points?
No. I think this Cowboys – I mean, we're not going to see two back-to-back games with Justin Fields looking like he did last week. I think this Cowboys defense will keep him in check. And nine, what is it, nine right now? 9.5?
Nine and a half. The one I'm looking at. 9.5. 9 in the hook.
I'll take it.
But, you know, you get control of that game. You feel like your defense can do a nice job. They don't have a lot of weapons in the number one weapon on Monday Night Football was Justin Fields, right? Him running and throwing.
Yes.
And
he's got that one guy that he throws to, and then a bunch of, like, 15 different tight ends.
And a decent little running back in Khalil Herbert, and they've got
they still got a little Will Montgomery
pieces.
Or whatever his name
but
is.
But I do think that the Bears defense with Roquan Smith and that great rookie class, Jaquan Brisker,
in the secondary,
they can make life rough on the Cowboys if they can't run the football, right? I mean, the Cowboys fans are about to get what they've been asking for, and that's more Tony Pollard, because if Zeke does sit, and I think it's probably in the best interest of the team to have Zeke sit out. You have the bye week coming, so you have a full week off next week. Why risk it? You're playing for the long haul here, and you've got the Bears in town. I think you see a lot of Tony Pollard, which may be a good thing. He seems to be a home run hitter and a game breaker, but can he pick up the pass protection and protect Dak Prescott? Also, Buck, there is some whispers with the Cowboys that, you know, the trade deadline's Tuesday. I saw some smoke that the Cowboys might be interested in bringing back their former receiver, Cedric Wilson, who got away in free agency to the Dolphins, but he's not doing much in Miami, that the Cowboys may be looking for some receiver depth because, obviously, they've got CeeDee Lamb, who's battling some injuries right now. They've got Michael Gallup back off his knee surgery.
I'd like to see that for him.
I would, too. I think that'd be nice. And remember, they're going to get James Washington back. Remember the free agent signing that they signed from Pittsburgh in the offseason who got hurt in training camp? He's coming back, so the Cowboys are trying to add pieces. A Cedric Wilson move would not be out of the question for the Cowboys. But either way, viewers, we are hoping the Cowboys are in control of that game, so you can flip it over then to the MLS match at 2 o'clock. To watch them and then watch, see, and that one's 90 minutes, you know that, right? Two 45-minute halves and we'll be done. And that'll roll right into the late afternoon window of games, which does include Sam Ehlinger and the Indianapolis Colts hosting the Washington Commanders. So you've got Carson Wentz back, but Carson Wentz is hurt, right? So it's Taylor Heinicke.
Yes.
Taylor Heinicke against Sam Ehlinger, 3:25 Sunday afternoon. And that should be fun.
So we will not get the Bills and the Packers.
Bills, Packers, no.
That's Sunday night. That's a Sunday night game. That's
Carrie
right.
Underwood and Sunday night.
Bills -11.
Yeah, Bills minus 11. And remember Aaron Rodgers after their third straight loss, losing to the Commanders of Washington a week ago, saying that this might be exactly what we need to play the Bills.
Oh, really?
Good luck with that.
No.
Good luck with that.
You could have chosen another team and hoped for another team. That's not the group. You want to be playing bad.
But the best games of the day in the NFL on Sunday are the 49ers and Rams. That's the 3:25 game as well. If you're like me and you have the NFL ticket, you can flip around and watch all the games. But Niners-Rams are 3:25. That's a battle for the top of the NFC West. Rams are off their bye week. Niners now have a full week with Christian McCaffrey as part of their team. What does he bring to that offense in this game? Also at 3:25, Buck, You've got the Giants and Seahawks, 6-1, 4-3.
Some good games in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Late afternoon slot looks good.
Hey, everybody tune in to see Daniel Jones against Geno Smith. We all predicted that, right, when the season began. But, yeah, that's some Sunday fun. You got soccer. You've got football.
That game's in Seattle. I'm hanging with Seattle
and,
in that one.
And on Sunday, you don't have to worry about World Series Game 3 because that's not going to be until Monday.
Let me ask you this. Is one of the Lockett's – is, like, old man Lockett still playing in Seattle?
Yeah.
He is.
DK's hurt.
Yeah, DK Metcalf's hurt. They're trying to continue to give Geno Smith weapons.
I mean, that old ball head dude is still playing wide receiver.
He is not old. He's like 29 years old.
Come on, man. Y'all so wrong. He's got to be at least 37. He's older than Brady.
You thinking of his dad?
His dad played for Kansas.
He's got to be older than Brady.
He's 30 years old.
That's it?
Yeah. He's been in the league 8 years. K-State.
Yeah, I remember, but there was like 40 Lockett's that played there, right?
Well, then you've got one confused.
Got one confused?
Yeah, he's number 16 for the Seahawks. Playing good football. For the first place Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, DK. Is DK out?
Yeah, he's out of there.
Well, they need someone to step up, and you know who that might just be? Marquise Goodwin.
There you go.
Marquise Goodwin, lifetime Longhorn. Still with that speed. Bringing that. They also have the rookie running back, Ken Walker III, because Rashad Penny got hurt. I'm going to take the Giants there. I'm taking the gents. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know why. I'm just believing in this. That's a long trip, West Coast to eat all the way, or from the Northeast all the way to the Great Northwest to play that game in Seattle. Something about this Giants team, though. Daniel Jones.
The battle of the QBs.
Gritty. And I thought Baltimore was pretty gritty last night, too, with the Ravens. Out-rushing the Buccaneers 231-44. Where that game was won and lost.
Yeah, we're finding out the Buccaneers without that offensive line are really bad.
Really bad. Really bad. So there you go. There is some football. We've also got college football tomorrow that will not have the Longhorns. I did see, you know, we talked to Bobby Burton on the show yesterday, Inside Texas, and we asked him again that, you know, for Arch Manning, because every time Texas loses, rival fan bases think, oh, maybe Arch Manning is wavering. We asked Bobby about Arch, the centerpiece of the 2023 recruiting class. And he said, no, he's still good. They were at the Iowa State game, he and his teammate Will Randall. And actually, I saw a note this morning that maybe it's official now that Arch Manning, I think it was Anwar Richardson over at Orange Bloods, had a tweet saying that it is official that Arch is going to enroll in January. There had been some debate about that because his basketball team there at Isidore Newman High won the state title a year ago.
That's right.
So there was, in his mind, he kind of wanted to go back and see if they could go back-to-back and win another state championship, which would mean he would have to play the spring. But word this morning that, or yet late yesterday, that maybe he's gonna enroll early.
How about the number one running back? Is he still committed to Texas?
Cedric Baxter, yes. He is from Florida.
Dude, he's visited all the schools in Florida now.
Yeah, he's taken visits, but he's still securely a Longhorn. And look, that's what's going on right now with the Longhorns coaches. They're out recruiting.
Oh, for sure.
This is not just recruiting for the class, future classes, but really just checking in on the commitments.
You're trying to tie those knots up right now.
Yep. Make sure that, you know, Arch and company are good. And, I mean, it's another really good class. And we're seeing I know it's only a 5-3 record through 8 games, but you're seeing the fruits of last year's acquisitions through the transfer portal and through recruiting paying off. I mean, Kelvin Banks is your starting left tackle and playing a great brand of football. Your right guard is a starting freshman. You're seeing these guys and what they can be and where the future is going to be for Texas. Obviously, Quinn Ewers kind of up and down so far as the starting quarterback. But, yeah, that's what's going on with the Longhorns into the bye week. But they'll be watching, I have to assume, what goes on in the Big 12 this weekend. And as we said, biggest game is Manhattan, where K-State hosts Oklahoma State for sole possession of second place. That's mega game.
I'm still thinking of Sonny Dykes, year number one. That recruiting in the Metroplex in that area is going to pick up for him like nobody's business.
Should be able to.
You know that.
Should be able to. They've got great facilities at TCU.
Oh, yeah.
And look, with Gary Patterson.
And hell, they seem to have a schedule where they play the biggest of games at their home stadium. They got all straightened out.
I mean, look, I mean, to win a championship in any conference or any level, you got to have some good fortune. You got to have a favorable schedule. And then you got to stay healthy. I mean, those are the three big keys. Starts with a talented team, but then, you know, health matters. Schedule matters, where you play your biggest games. Yeah, TCU had the good fortune.
And a quarterback who's playing the best.
Well, yeah. I mean, a veteran quarterback who's finally.
Of his career.
Who's playing his best in Max Duggan. But, yeah, to have both Oklahoma State and Kansas State in their building was big. But now they have to go to Morgantown. Remember, they have to come to Austin. And, you know, that if they're going to. Austin, they have to come travel to Texas. which could be a challenge. They also got they hosted Oklahoma too.
Oh yeah,
in this
God,
schedule.
They did have big games at their place.
They did. Mm-hmm.
That's why. That's why this one in Morgantown. That group is used to winning.
Was that game? Yeah, the Oklahoma game was in Fort Worth.
Sure was. Yeah,
and they ran up and down the field on the Sooners. Okay,
right.
Buck. Before we get to some more football and preview the other big college games, remember we have our flex segment coming up bottom of the hour. Tell them about Chris Waters.
Yeah, for sure. 32% housing is down. The housing market is down this year, folks. And if you need to sell your home, go to the number one guy, and that's Christopher Waters, the only guy I trust to sell my home. He's got the database with over 10,000. I mean, he's got tens of thousands of people ready to buy your home today. And you pick your move date, and then you get to stay in your home after you've sold it. And so that you get the money right away, but you get to choose your dream horse, your dream house for sure. No long-term contract. You can cancel at any time. And folks love Christopher Waters, like Paul and Linda in Maynard. They found the perfect land in East Texas for their family, and they were crazy excited about the move. And they needed to move right away. They called the team Christopher Waters. And it's true, their home was sold in a matter of days for thousands over the asking price. Christopher Waters guarantees your home sold at an agreed-upon price and deadline, or he'll buy it from you for cash. Get started right now with Christopher Waters at ChristopherWaters.com. That's Christopher Waters with two T's.com, or give him a call today at 512-829-8000. That's 512-829-8000.
Saw where Elon Musk has taken over. At Twitter, today is the day, officially. He is in charge of the social media app Twitter.
Did he tear out all the sinks, or did he bring? He brought his own sink yesterday?
He's already fired the top executives. That's already happened. there was the threat that he's going to lay off 75% of the workforce. But, apparently Elon Musk has already whacked the CEO, the COO, and the top attorney.
Those bonds and stocks have been sold weeks ago, though.
See you later.
Yeah.
See you later. That is a story to watch. We're also
and Giselle's about to fire Tom.
Yeah, that's been a conversation this morning. I know people are getting pelted with rain and dealing with the weather, but that is a situation for Tom Brady. And I think this is the first time this morning that I've actually had the thought that Tom Brady really just could retire during the season. Like, he really could. He just has the look of a guy who's defeated right now. We've never seen Tom Brady look like this. He knows his team isn't very good. He's not playing very good. There's bigger things than football. And maybe this is
the
fact that this Us Weekly report came out today, or actually yesterday, that Giselle has given him the ultimatum that, we can still salvage this thing, essentially. You just have to retire. You have to get back to what we agreed to last winter after your, 44th, at 44, that you were going to be done. And remember, Tom Brady did retire for a full month, for like a month, and then came back. And that, according to the reports, is where the rift began with his wife, because she believed they had a deal and he was going to walk away from football. Obviously, he's back playing football, but they're 3-4.
That dude has tried to backdoor this deal so many different ways. Take 11 days off, take Giselle to Robert Kraft's wedding and have that little romantic weekend where he's supposed to be at practice on Friday.
I mean, it seems like she's still, it's not about the relationship. She still likes Tom Brady, and they're still, but it's just about this agreement. She wants him to quit for football, and he has chosen, no, I'm not going to. I just wonder, now that they're 3-5 and the offensive line isn't getting any better, that Tom just says, you know what, I'm not going to wait till the season is over.
No, his wife is worried about his health.
Exactly.
Which is number one. So.
Exactly. So we'll see.
And Tom's not worried about his health.
I'm not.
I'm playing football.
I don't think I'd predict that's going to happen. It's just the first time after seeing him last night and then seeing him afterwards, and this report comes out the day right before the game. And again, I'll say this again. That report got out for a reason, right? Us Weekly doesn't just all of a sudden get this bombshell story from Giselle Bundchen. Her people, she made sure that was out the night that he was playing on Thursday Night Football against Baltimore.
Yeah, the word's out. That dude was sitting by his locker last night, still in full gear when the game was over hours. He was still there in his stuff. You know what he's thinking about. Like, do I wear this uniform as long as I can wear it? Because I'm about to give this stuff up.
Well, I mean, just put yourself in those shoes. You can still salvage your family. And again, you're not. I don't think he would be highly criticized if he did.
I think a lot of
people would just say, you know what, Tom? We get it, bud. We get it. It's time. It's time. You're on a bad team, with a bad offensive line. You're 45 years old. Your wife is, family's bigger than football.
Yeah,
so
but there'll be
family.
Those that'll think he's quitting on his team,
sure.
And that's not a good way to go. I should have gone out in the beginning.
Well, that's a fair criticism, but at the same time, at this point, you just got to do what's best for you and your family.
When you're thrown that ultimatum by your wife, about her and what she will do, and she's going to do.
Well, again, the Us Weekly report makes it seem like, okay, there's still a chance if you retire, Tom, but if you don't, we're done. That's it.
Play this out. I'm playing my deal out.
Yeah, that there's no coming back from that. We'll see. I know it's a soap opera drama, and it's like it's their life, it's their business, but obviously it's Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. It's one of the biggest figures in our country and in the world of sports, and he's got a decision to make. We'll take your thoughts on it. Coming back, it'll be Flex 30. We'll also have a Craig Way report. We've got salacious gossip and a wet Friday blitz coming on B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Good call right there, Mr. T.Y. with little...
I heard it.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing it back.
Bringing it.
I'm hearing an echo now in our repeater here. We have something going on in there, T.Y. You got anything open back there? But we'll get that solved. But yeah, Stevie Ray, I was actually fortunate enough to be at the ACL Moody Theater last night. Austin City Limits did their 8th annual Hall of Fame inductions. It was tremendous. Joe Ely out of Lubbock, Texas, went in. What a great talent and performer he is. He went in, and Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow was tremendous and a trailblazer in the women's rock and roll and music scene. She went into the Hall of Fame as well, and it was great. I mean, they had when Sheryl was going in, because they have people come in and tribute. So Jason Isbell came out and sang a Sheryl Crow song and did a great job, and Brandi Carlile was there to tribute Sheryl, and it was cool. It was a cool night for sure at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, which is a lot of fun. Also last night, the Ravens beat the Buccaneers 27-22. The lifetime Longhorn Devin Duvernay making his way. You know, Devin's going to have an opportunity, Buck, to play a lot because the Ravens are banged up. I mean, they need him right now to step up. He was, you know, there was more of a running play that he scored the touchdown on last night.
Tell me, a big old physical dude.
Yeah, that secured the game because that put them up. That got them to 24-13. So it put them up 11 points, and they end up winning, you know, they end up winning 27-22. But that was a big point in that game with 4 minutes to play. So big touchdown there. Also last night, Buck, you saw NC State survive. How about that? They're down in the fourth quarter at home to Virginia Tech and found a way to score and outscore them 10-0 in the fourth and win that game by a point.
They went in with a backup quarterback.
They did. They're they don't really have a quarterback. The fact that they won that game, I think they're very fortunate. NC State, ranked 24th in the country, and then Utah, number 14 in the land, went on the road and beat Washington State in Pullman. So they get the win last
Thursday
night.
Thursday night in Pullman. How about that?
Yeah. So that's where your college football and pro football were last night. We also had high school football last night. You know it. Let's dive into the Flex.
Flex ATX for the best high school sports coverage. Listen to the horn and go to FLXATX.com. Flex 30 is brought to you by Brain Vault. Brain Vault is a revolutionary and patented mouth guard that has been proven to help reduce the risk of concussion. Visit BrainVault.com and join the movement.
All right, somebody said, hey guys, I just saw lightning strike the stadium lights at Bob Shelton Stadium at Hayes. How about that? Yeah, be careful out there, folks. This is nothing to mess with.
No.
But yeah, Bob Shelton Stadium last night, I believe, was the site of Buta Johnson facing the Aikens Eagles. Did it the Eagles? Eagles. And it wasn't a close game. Not a close game. All Buta Johnson for their fourth district victory. But last night, Buck, good games. I mean, the best game we thought would be the best game turned out to be the best game. That was the Georgetown Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Going on the road and beating Glenn, the Grizzlies, in a big matchup there. They got the win 28-22. And Georgetown is a team on the rise right now. And I did see where our buddy Colonel Craig Flowers sent me a note and said that he's going to have the head coach of the Georgetown Eagles, Chuck Griffin, on their show tomorrow morning, the High Ground, 10:30.
Very nice.
Talking about that red-hot Georgetown team that's playing some really good football. Got the big win last night. Also last night, Buck, this is... you know, we thought that we might get a good game, Bowie-Westlake. We didn't. Westlake's defense just too darn good. They blanked Bowie last night, 45-0. A couple of Paxton Land, Jaden Greathouse touchdowns in the first half really started to build that lead. And then that Chaparral defense just locks you down. 49 wins in a row for the Chaps.
Yeah, I mean, with their run game, of course, with Westlake, when they get their run game going, opening up the passing game and getting ready for the playoffs to try to make a deep run, if they get that passing game going, wow. So I like the way they run. I like the way they run the ball now.
And Chaparral graduate T.Y. through the glass. Paxton Land does feel like he's shaking off the rust from that early season injury, and he's looked better and better as the season has gone on, which is very scary for the rest of the state of Texas because that defense is among the best in the state, if not the best, and the run game and the offensive line are great, and Jaden Greathouse, Kubanka, and the receivers. And now if you get good quarterback play, they're going to be, you know, really hard to stop them to a potentially a fourth straight state championship. What have you seen from the quarterback, T.Y.?
Just the ability to, you know, control the game, lack of, or not turning the ball over much, just doing your job. Like he said, knocking off some rust in that Dripping Springs game. I think they're going in strong in the playoffs, especially after a shutout against Bowie last night.
We also had this game, Buck. LBJ beat Eastside Early College 96-0. 96-0. And I at a lot of levels feel bad for Coach Fenner and LBJ. There's not much they can do. The competition level of the teams they're playing in the AISD is just, you got to play the game, Buck. They're a state-ranked team. They got aspirations of a state championship at LBJ, so you have to play, right? I mean, you have to you have to play to your highest level.
Most points scored in a varsity a UIL varsity football game since World War II was Mount Pleasant, 107 in 1946.
See, Ty was looking for 107. That's what he was looking for. He was looking to go to a high score.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as Craig Way has told us, that Cedric Alexander, the young running back there, rushed for 195 yards last night.
Eight carries.
All four for touchdowns. He did not play in the second half. He's now 35 yards short of the career rushing record. But when I say I feel bad for LBJ, you know, there's just nothing they can do about it. They got to show up and play. And you got to, if you're a coach, you've got to demand a level of performance that's going to be representative when you get to playoffs, because you're going to get there and then you're going to start facing some stiffer competition, so you can't let in. But their last four district games, LBJ has outscored their opponents 337-0. They beat Loss 89-0. They beat Eastside 96-0. And these are like halftime scores, Buck.
Yeah, I mean, once again, you can't tell a guy to fall down and stuff like that. I mean, some of these are hard lessons for these teams that they're playing. They just don't have enough players.
Right.
They're just not good enough, and they just can't stop a really powerful team. And I mean, I feel bad. I, you know how I feel about these scores. I mean, I've been around it. I've been doing Lake Travis football, and I've seen some of the scores. I know I've never seen a score like that. I've never seen one that was 89. Or I know Coach tries his best to do certain things, but, I mean, where you're an inept team, it's just hard.
Yeah.
It's hard for your second and third. Your freshmen come in and score touchdowns.
I don't
know
the overall roster build makeup of Lhasa and Eastside early, but it's like 30 players.
Right.
I mean,
they're playing both ways.
And LBJ's got a state-ranked team that's a powerhouse in 5A. And, you know, so when they put their backups in.
Oh, no, it happens when they put their freshmen in.
Right. They go all the way down to their freshman players, and they're running up and down the field. So it's hard not to put 96, you know, that many points on the board. I mean, if Cedric Alexander scores four touchdowns on eight carries, I mean, nobody's tackling him. I mean, what are you going to do?
But he's touching him.
Yeah, I mean, there would be those that argue that, you know, take a knee or run, all that stuff. But at the same time, you got to play. You're trying to get ready for the playoffs are right around the corner. So the last thing you need is a team that's kind of on cruise control, and all of a sudden you get to the playoffs and play a really good team, and you're not ready for that competition. So I think Coach Fenner there at LBJ is in a bit of a tough spot with these because the district they play in is just not challenging them at this point.
No.
You could also probably say that for Westlake at this point, even though I watched Dripping Springs play them off their feet into the fourth quarter, but they still won that football game 49 in a row. And obviously tonight, Buck, you've got a ball game.
Yes, sir.
And we've got a full slate of high school football. Flex ATX pregame goes live at 6:30 tonight. It does, you know, this storm that's moving through right now will be gone.
Should be nice.
Yeah, by middle of the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock, it should be nice in Austin and throughout Central Texas. This storm moves off to the east, so there will be football tonight. And, you know, get after it. Here are your good big game sites. Cedar Ridge, Round Rock is a real big game tonight.
Yes, it is.
Vandegrift, Vista Ridge should be a good ball game. You'll hear that game over on 105.3 and, 101.9. Stony Point and McNeil will play tonight. How about Maynor Westwood?
Mm-hmm.
Be a fun game. Weiss and Midway. You got Connolly and Waco University. Pflugerville will face Rouse this evening, part of the Friday schedule. Hayes Hawks. Just heard they're going to be traveling to Smithson Valley to head down south and play that ball game. And your Lake Travis Cavaliers, no, I shouldn't say your Lake Travis Cavaliers, Buck, but Travis Cavaliers play who?
Austin High,
Maroons.
Maroons, the Loofah.
They hate that when you call the Loofah, the Austin High grad.
Well, what is that? What is the thing? It's just a maroon.
What's the mascot's name? Something the Maroon. Mickey the Maroon.
Mickey the Maroon. Don't say that's worse.
What's his name, Ty?
I don't know.
Monty the Maroon? No.
Not Monty.
No.
No.
What, the big fuzzy maroon
ball? The loofah looking thing.
It's a thing like in the shower. It's just, what is it?
It's a maroon. It's a rune.
It's a rune. Can we just call it a rune?
I'm going to get ripped on the text line. People hate when we do that because they're so proud. They're, you know, Austin, it's
loyal Stephen, forever.
Loyal forever. Stephen F. Austin High right there. They're the maroon. Oh, Mr. Maroon. That's what it is. Mr. Maroon.
I like that.
As opposed to Mr. Magoo, it's Mr. Maroon. Oh, now maroon. I'm really going to get ripped.
That's even worse. Mr. Maroon? Really?
Did you ever watch that growing up, Mr. Magoo?
Oh, yeah, of course. With the big eye, with the big glasses, bumping into everything.
It says, guys, the teams playing LBJ don't even have second or third teams. That's true. I mean, that's...
No, we know. I mean,
when they're
know.
Fielding a football team and you're playing a state-ranked team...
I don't know the answer for it.
It's on Austin ISD at this point for...
What they're going to do.
I mean, they have all these teams in the same
What happens
district?
In baseball when you get... Don't you get... Isn't there a run rule?
Well, some of these teams might not even have enough kids for a baseball team.
Well, I'm just asking a question. Isn't there a run rule in baseball all over the place?
I think so.
I think it differs district by district, but I believe there is one. 10 runs or more after five or six innings, I think, would be the run rule. But that's not the case everywhere. But, yeah, I mean, could there be a score rule? I don't know. But, again, if you're Coach Fenner at LBJ, you want to play. I mean, you're trying to get ready.
Well, I'm not blaming him.
There's no blame. But I'm saying the challenge for a coach to say – we don't want to stop the game at halftime because we need to keep playing. We've got to work on things and get ready for the playoffs. I get it. There's no easy solution.
Dude,
to it.
You have a better you do better at playing your practicing with your own team than playing those teams.
Yeah,
you know.
But you are getting game experience for some younger players, which can be good big picture for the program. But yeah, it's a tough spot for
It's a tough spot AIC. Because you've got, like I said, you've got second and third string kids that practice just as hard as everybody else, and when they get into the game. They don't want to be taking a knee and falling down, and that's not what you want. I mean, you're not building your program, and I know in ways to build these. Once again, we watched Hayes for years eat take a pounding, and now look at where they are right now. They're playing pretty good football, but boy, they had to take their lumps.
Hayes Hawks?
Yeah, the Hawks took their lumps for a while. Well,
they've been pretty good under Les Goad. I mean,
three or four years ago they were playing. Westlake and Lake Trout back-to-back weeks.
That was back when Hayes would win every other game, and then they'd lose to Westlake and Hayes. I remember 2 years in a row, Hayes, when they were still 6A, were undefeated. Then they lost to Westlake, Lake Travis, and then Converse Judson in the first round of the playoffs. But that's different than what LBJ's having to deal with right now. It's just a non-competitive district for a month now, or more than a month. Remember, they had a game canceled? Because of... a staff infection breakout at the opponent's school.
That's right.
In their locker room. So, there's all kinds of challenges.
And someone says they took a knee for a lot of the game. I mean, yeah, I can understand that.
All right, we'll come back. When we do, load up the Blitz. If you're out there and driving around in this weather, please be careful and don't make that phone call. We'll be fine. But if you can, bring the Blitz strong. Got a little gossip in there, but first, Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious gossip each morning ahead of your Blitz are brought to you by Bud Light. It's a Bud Light Football Friday, of course, getting you to your football and soccer weekend, baseball weekend with the World Series, whatever you're doing this weekend. Enjoy it with a nice cold Bud Light, the official domestic beer partner of the Texas Longhorns, the Texas X's, and the good times in the ATX, and there are plenty. I'll be front and center tonight, 7:03 first pitch, game one of the World Series. I'll have to have a nice cold Bud Light buck ready to go. Justin Verlander. Aaron Nola, your starting pitchers. Both teams red hot entering the World Series. Also, a great weekend of football. College and pro. Going to watch Sam Ehlinger in his debut as a starting quarterback in Indianapolis. Cowboys and Bears. I'm rooting for the Texans to lose on Sunday afternoon against the Titans. So there you go. Enjoy your Bud Light for the Bud Light Football Friday. Brewed right here deep in the heart of Texas. And dang proud of it. Brewed by Texans for Texans. The number one selling light beer in the world is Bud Light. Hey, Buck, the conversation in the morning around Tom Brady. Can we get the breaking news sounder today? Breaking news, TMZ. TMZ, Buck, is reporting this morning that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen have reached a settlement that will end their marriage. Documents will be filed today. Sources for TMZ say lawyers for both sides have been working with a mediator to hammer out both property settlements and custody. We're told they have come to terms.
Yeah, that dude was sitting in his uniform for hours after the game last night.
Because he knows, he knows today's coming.
Because he knows today's coming. He said, let me smell this. Let me smell these pads. I don't want to get out of this stuff. I want to stay in this. He's going to retire after this year anyway.
Well, it's already damage done.
Yeah, damage seems like it's done.
He's going to go play for San Fran after this year.
Oh, he's done. We'll see. We'll see. That's Ty's prediction. We have a new favorite quote, or at least I do. You know the all-pro corner for the Miami Dolphins, Xavien Howard?
Xavien, yes.
Pretty good player?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good player. Just recently signed a 5-year, $90 million contract with the Dolphins. Well, a young lady has filed a lawsuit against the Dolphins cornerback. She ID'd herself as Jane Doe in the suit.
Okay,
but claims that,
Jane.
But Jane claims that Xavien Howard gave her herpes. Yes, and the documents filed says that she met him, started dating him, and she now has an incurable STD given to her by him. She says that she didn't inform him that he had herpes. And so here's Xavien Howard. He denied it for a while, but then said yesterday, man, I told you I was sorry for giving it to you, he said, but what can I do now? The damage is done. You keep bringing it up as if it's going to change something. Like, yo ass can't move on.
These nuts.
That was his tweet.
It's like that luggage. It just doesn't disappear.
I told you I was sorry for giving it to
what
you.
What else do you want me to
what
say?
What else do you want me to do?
About to pay me. Nasty, Mr. Nasty. Hey, Mr. Nasty.
Hey, you keep bringing it up. Yo ass can't move on.
Why do you bring this up?
Because I have herpes.
Come on,
Xavien.
Xavien.
Hey, National Cat Day is today. Cat Day.
That actually, video you showed me is awful.
Actually, it's tomorrow. Did you know this? A new poll, or a new, what do they call this? You know, survey or whatever.
Survey says.
A new poll found that the average cat owner will spend $25,304 on that cat over the course of their life.
I'm not spending that much on my cat.
Hell no. That's why my two live outside.
They say $1,308 a year on average, $108 on toys, $111 for the average vet bill, $764 to replace furniture scratched up by said cat. Yeah.
See, the outdoors are all the toys they can have right there where my cats are.
We have a cat, and I don't think we're going to hit $25,000. Now, we do buy the food. She doesn't have any toys. Like, a toy for a cat is like whatever she wants to play with.
Well, I have a limit on my animals anyway. You know my limit, E, is $3,000.
And then
you know,
it's time
I told
for the ride?
I told the vet with the dog, I said, you know, I have a limit of $3,000. I said, once it goes over there, the next time I bring the dog there, he's not coming back with me.
Per visit or per year?
Yeah, per whatever.
Per animal?
So if they told you it's going to cost this much...
Oh, no. If they
save
told
your
gonna,
dog's life.
Yeah. If they told me it's going to cost you $5,000 to save the dog, guess what? Time to get a new dog. That's what happens there for me.
But $3,000, you do it?
Oh, yeah. $3,000, do it. I have a limit. Yes, I have a limit on pets.
Ground rules in place.
Yeah. I mean, my dog has to go monthly for a certain amount anyway for a shot that he has to take every month. I mean, if I don't even worry about that. That's a monthly deal. But if I go and the vet said, oh, this deal is going to cost you
$10,000,
$5,500 to have your dog around. My 8-year-old dog.
Going on that drive down the long country road?
No, I wouldn't do that to the dog. They have their methods.
Hey, let's get to your blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Yeah, my dog is my dog. He's not my son. He doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? He's my dog. First Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, LBJ plays by the golden rule. No sleeping on the field. It's torment them all.
Score. Score, score, score. Next Blitzer, you're up.
You know, losing 96-0 is unacceptable. Those kids better be glad that I'm coaching basketball, not football. This is Coach Solomon Bozen.
My goodness. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, what was the latest news on Tom Brady? This is Tim Duncan.
Jeez. Next, Blitzer, talk to us.
This is Roberto Kraft, Mr. Marriage Counselor. Giselle just wants, needs, more TV-12.
I don't think that's... That ain't it. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is Bev, Kearney. Yeah, hey, take it from me. That cat can get expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
One in four all U.S. adults have herpes.
One in four? Dang.
But your ass keeps bringing it up, though. Why?
Can't you move on?
Why can't you just move on? Next Blitzer, you're up.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Giselle, that's it. We'll sell everything in Florida and move to California, okay? I'm done. Hey, Todd Bowles, you think you could transfer me to the 49ers?
Wow, there it is. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Buck.
Yes, sir.
Two things for you. First thing first, I think Ty should wear that Spidey suit outfit that your other intern wore that you really liked. And second thing is take a look outside, Ag fans, because those aren't